Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. I know I usually don't record an episode on a Friday, but today I am, and it's the 98th episode. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of stuff. Hence, me having a 30-minute episode again. And oddly enough, even though on the surface, Jussie Smollett and Christopher Paul Hansen are opposites. They're both men. They're both American men, but one is a white nationalist and the other is a black gay man on a TV show. I'm going to get the lighthearted stuff out of the way first. This is my 98th episode, so yeah, I'm hearing 98 degrees in my head because that was my favorite boy band when I was in high school. I know. Some people like NSYNC. Some people like Backstreet Boys. I like 98 Degrees. So, yeah. And also the fact that these two doing this stuff or got caught in Black History Month, you can't make this stuff up. I'm just like, you had better ways to use your energy. That's why I'm titling this. And Jussie's, I'm going to start with Paul's. What Christopher's case first, because that doesn't seem to be getting a lot of news, even though the man is a terrorist who wanted to kill senators and representatives like Nancy Pelosi and Senator Richard Blumenthal, and had 15 firearms and 1,000 rounds of ammo. But we want to pay attention to a lying celebrity. And I will get to the lying celebrity later. I don't know why he lied. Well, there are various reasons. But anyway, so first up, I'm giving you information about Christopher Paul Hansen, according to the Washington Post. I actually like the Washington Post. So he was collecting supplies and weapons since 2017. You mean you were so angry you were collecting stuff since 2017? Guns, and all this. You wanted to establish a white homeland. And I know this is going to sound, but isn't that Europe? Like, you know, Europe back in the day was mostly white people. And I could be wrong. And if I am, please email me. And then Asia, which is weird because Russia is in Asia, but Asia was Asian people, Africa was black people, and so on and so forth. So why not just go back to Europe? Anyway, you can't rationalize with that kind of crazy. Had a spreadsheet of targets. Again, this is according to the Washington Post article that was on the 20th. You were that organized to have an Excel spreadsheet of people you wanted to kill. There are better ways to make a spreadsheet. And I am somebody who uses spreadsheets for my soap business to list bad clients. You wanted to kill... Why did you have a paper trail? Why are you putting in all this... There were better ways to use your energy and work. So, again, going back to how he wanted to shoot the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. His hearing was yesterday at 1 p.m. at a federal court, and he was arrested last Friday for possessing weapons and drugs. And then I was like, oh, there is more to this story. And then they found out the more to the story, like the fact that this man felt like reading 1,500 pages on Anders Behring Breivik, who in 2011 killed 77 people in Norway. You felt like reading 1,500 pages. I don't think I read 1,500 pages last year. I'm more of an audio, since me hosting my podcast. You read 1,500 pages on a terrorist. There were better ways. Found a cure for AIDS, you know. Plan a trip to the moon. You wanted to kill people. All that energy. The kicker is this man, and yeah, I know I shouldn't call him a man because he probably, you know, he was a racist terrorist who probably would kill me. He also was taking steroids and narcotics to be in physical condition to hurt people for the race war. Really? You put it out? No. No. There were better ways to use your time. Helping others, you know, between the California wildfires, and again, going back to finding cures for diseases, helping your grandmother plant her rose garden. I don't know, moving. Well, he did want to move if, you know, there was a Trump Civil War or whatever. But all that. So, the Lieutenant Commander Scott McBride had something to say about it. Basically, that the National Guard was investigating him and worked with the FBI. And, yeah, but he even, Mr. Hansen also wanted to go after Joe Skarsgård, who, ironically enough, for those who don't know, used to be a Republican senator, I think, if I'm wrong, correct me. But I know he's on Morning Joe, hence the name of the show. And I read the book his wife wrote, but that's another topic another day. And, yeah, so the Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez from New York, the new Democratic representative from New York, and he even researched a civil war in the Ukraine. I'm wondering if this man even researched the civil war in America. Why do I get history is important. I mean, I was a history minor, but you're researching another country's civil war to create terrorism and start a civil race war here. Why not just study why the Confederacy lost the Civil War here? Again, you can't rationalize with crazy, especially when crazy has a level of this kind of determination, because no. And another example, who is also on the board of, why did you put in all this work? It's true. Why? Jussie Smollett. So for those of you who don't know or who've been under a rock, because, I mean, a lot of people don't even know about the Christopher Paul Hansen, and let's face it, that was more dangerous than what Jussie Smollett did. But the Smollett thing, you know, became memes, became more relevant to pop culture. So anyway, so I did not discuss his attack on the last episode, even though his attack allegedly, well, I mean, he did go to the police. It took place on January 29th. So, at the time, everyone was saying he was attacked in 20 below weather, because I don't understand why anybody would go out. Like, well, the wind chill factor in Chicago was 20 below. And he was attacked by two guys wearing MAGA hats saying, "Make America Great," and he fought them off. It was the stuff of noble stand your right, you know, you're a minority within a minority group, because again, he is a black gay male, so he's a minority within a minority, and you stood up and he had everybody feeling bad for him, you know, even like Lee Daniels was posting about it, and the police were looking at the guys, other celebrities who worked with him were hashtagging. It was a moment. Then the moment fell apart. So over the last few weeks, I mean, even though this happened like 4 weeks ago, turns out he faked the attack. And a lot of people were wondering, it's like, well, hey, what were you doing outside at 2:00 in the morning in a place with the wind chill factor of 20 below? And I even discussed that with my friends. I'm like, nothing's that serious. And I know that makes it seem like I don't have a work ethic, because I'm like, I don't. Reading 1,500 pages, looking at other civil wars, You know, being outside at 20 below, that's not my thing. It's not that I'm late, but in that case, I'm not interested. I have better ways to spend my time and energy versus doing all that stuff. So they found the attackers, who were brothers, and one of whom on Empire. And this whole thing is sounding like an episode of Empire. So the brothers' names are Ambado, Osiaro, and Obinjayo. Osiaro. Yeah, I'm not good at names, but you can look them up on CNN. You can Google, you know. Brothers arrested for Jesse Smollett attack. Yeah, and then the brothers came back to the country because they were Nigerian. And they came back and the police found out they were involved. There was even a video of them buying the stuff for the attack. Again, I told you, this isn't even an episode of Empire. This is sounding more like episode of World's Dumbest Criminals. So, yeah. So the brothers came back to the country, according to CNN, and at the 47th hour, a 48-hour hold, they were like, yeah, we did. He hired us. He paid us $3,500. That's it. But you get what you pay for. It's a materialistic thing to say, but you only spent $3,500. I'm just was going to fail because you were cheap. So, anyway, the brothers confessed, and yesterday Jesse was arrested, and they were also asking whether, because before the attack took place, someone sent letters to the Empire set that showed a man being hanged and said the F from Empire. And again, this goes back to how many Trump supporters actually watch Empire. And that was the thing the cynics were saying when that was one of the things the cynics of the attack when it first happened in January were saying. I'm not going to say it wouldn't happen. And I do believe in giving benefit of the doubt. I mean, there are some people who are against gay marriage who watch Modern Family. So if it's a good show, if it has something you like on the show, it has something you like. There's something for everybody. I mean, no matter how hardcore a thug is, there's going to be that one country song everybody loves. So, well, that thug likes. So he faked his attack. He faked the letters, according to the brothers. They found the police in Chicago found the clippings that were involved in the letter that had a powdery substance. Oh, also, during the attack, they put a noose around them and had a substance poured on them. So, yeah, this, looking back, is it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck. It just, looking back, it really does look like something's off. But considering how sensitive stuff's been, and look, even going back to the Paul, Christopher Paul thing in Charlottesville and the church attack, I can understand, you know, this is a time when it's better safe than sorry. So, back to the brothers, they confessed, and yesterday Jesse Smollett was arrested for federally disorderly conduct. I just thought it was federal disorderly conduct. For this, again, I'm using the CNN information. He had a $100,000 bail, so he only had to pay 10%, which was $10,000, and he had to turn in his passport and, you know, not leave the country. The weird thing is, his fine was more than what he paid the people for the alleged attack. I mean, he was going on Good Morning America last Friday, talking about how he fought for himself and everything else with Robin Givens, who is a black lesbian, so she was empathetic to it. more than me as a straight black female. And you just ruined this. Now, when people, whether LGBTQ community or people of color within that community or people of color in general, would not be taken seriously because of the actions of a celebrity. That celebrity does not represent any of the other members. I mean, you can be a member of the LGBT community and be a Trump supporter, which to me is an oxymoron because, well, a lot of those supporters don't support your right to get married. But there are some who are. And there are black Republicans, but, I mean, for the longest time, it's been a relatively recent thing of black people being Democrats. So I'm like, okay, if you're a black Republican, whatever. But for black people who've had those instances of race, like even in Charlotte, there was a case of South Park Sally who wanted to know if her neighbors lived there and how much they paid on their rent. Or even with the Sandra Bland thing and another person being hurt, the microaggressions, and he did this. And Trump did tweet about the Jesse Smollett report, but I noticed he didn't say anything about Christopher Paul, who was a former military. And yes, well, not just National Guard, but he was also a Marine from 88 to 93. And he was in the Coast Guard. So, yeah, I know the answer. But with the Jesse thing, so many people are giving their opinions. Did he do it because he wanted more money? I don't know. He was making $65,000. A episode, according to reports. Did he do it because someone truly sent him letters and he felt like, okay, if I hire these people to beat me up, maybe the FBI, but FBI was looking into the letters anyway. So you did this for nothing. There were better ways, and even Funky Dineva on YouTube mentioned, you had all these connections in Hollywood. Why not use that to help LGBTQ members, people in the LGBTQ community, and members who are of color, because they are truly not represented. And by the way, it turns out Christopher Paul Hansen was currently a U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant, but he was National Guard in the mid-90s, according to the Washington Report. So I'm correcting myself right now, and I found the U.S. Coast Guard current stuff is from MSNBC. So yes, updating my, correcting myself at the last moment. But anyway, you had the platform to do good. Why not use it? Why hurt and set this cause back? It's already a cause that is gaining legs, and instead of, hey, let me help, is, hey, let me not, because that's, it's not really helping the cause. Maybe he felt like, I don't know what he's thinking. I've never met him, but this has hurt so many people, and not just those in the black community or the LGBT community, or the people of color in the LGBTQ community, but even with Empire, your family, his family's hurt because they're humiliated. And going back to the whole attack thing, why didn't you turn over your phone? That was another thing that made people side-eye it when it happened. You mean to tell me you're attacked by these people, you fought them all. Chicago's a major city. There are cameras everywhere. Nobody saw the attack, and you're not turning over your phone. What is so important in your phone? And I even had this discussion with one of my friends yesterday when the stuff was coming out. Like, if something like that happened to me, my loved ones would be like, just turn over your phone. Nothing is that bad in your phone because you got beat up by some extremists. I'm not going to use extremists as a dog whistle for people of color because nobody knew what the MAGNA people look like. So if you're beating up people you don't know for a cause, you're an extremist. So these extremists beat you up, turn over your phone. I don't care. They don't care. They may laugh about it behind you, but turn over the phone. He didn't do that. Chicago, the you mean tell me you live in a nice apartment complex that does not have security cameras? Those cameras were off? And if those cameras are off and you're, I'm just going to throw out a number because, again, I've never been to Chicago. If you're spending like $10,000 a month for an apartment, in an apartment, and that thing doesn't have security cameras in the hall, something's wrong. So no cameras or anything. And I get it. You fought it off. But it just did not help. And even going back to, because I like Funky Dunny, it was good intentions. And this is a common cliche. Good intentions pave the road to hell. And that's it. This ruined a lot of lives. If Fox wanted to, and I feel like legitimate reason, they could take Empire off the air because, or have you fired? I mean, look at what happened with Roseanne. She was the lead when they brought her back. And what she did was just insult somebody. She did not fake a crime. And my thing was, considering Roseanne's personality, I'm not really surprised she did that. And why would you bring her back for a show anyway? I get the nostalgia kick, but you knew what she was like when her show was at the top and her views before offering her a show. So people don't really change after doing stuff for 30, 40 years. They can, but no. And in Jesse's case, I would have to side with him. You know, he has wasted our resources, humiliated us, filed a false report. Some are saying he, again, did it for money. Some are saying he did it for the cause. I don't know. But he's shown to be problematic. He's not the lead. And like I tell my friend, he may be number five on the call sheet because people know, you know, at least Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard had mainstream success. You know, Taraji P. was nominated for an Oscar for Benjamin Button, and Terrence Howard was in the Iron Man movies, even though he got fired, but that's another topic another day. You know, she performed at the Oscars, and they were both in Hustle and Flow together, so they had more mainstream clout. You weren't. Your album didn't sell. Maybe he felt jealous because he's been in the industry for over 20 years. I mean, he was in a Mighty Ducks movie, and he still hasn't had his big break. But that's not the way to go about it. You want attention for people of color or in the LGBTQ community, and for those who don't know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, LGBT, trans. So, yes, I don't know how many of my listeners don't know what LGBTQ is because I use a lot of letters instead. But, yes, do a PSA, you know, volunteer for a cause. Look at what Audrey McDonald does. She's like the queen of Broadway for a cause that's close to her, sleeping outside. But allegedly faking an attack in any kind of climate no, that's not the way to help anything. There were better ways to do that. You had to have a platform and just no, that's wrong. And in both the Jesse Smollett and the Christopher Paul Hanson, you had better ways to do this. And in Paul's case, yeah, his was more dangerous because a lot of people would have gotten hurt, and there were some people on comments on the Washington Post in regards to this article saying, well, a Bernie supporter actually shot somebody, okay, and a Dixiecrat in the 60s bombed a church, you know, a white nationalist in 2015 bombed a, shot up a church. They're both wrong, you know. You're spending, looking up all that research. I mean, that's a research paper. I think my friend who got a PhD, I don't even think her PhD thesis was 1,500 pages. There were better ways to do stuff. If he felt like America, well, go to a country where you always state the majority. If you want to go to a, well, go pack up your stuff and leave. Don't go around doing all this research and shooting because you're angry. Life's tough. Get over it. And I know I sound really bossy, and but it's true. And I'm at an, I'll be 36 next week. I don't care. I mean, I care, but you're whining and being like this. No. In both cases, there was a level of narcissism. I want, and brattiness, like childish. I want what I want. I don't care who gets hurt. I mean, at least in the Christopher Paul case, he was honest about it. It's like, okay, if people got to go, you know what? That's a part of war. Whatever. In Jesse's case, he, if he's guilty, he believed he was doing good. So I think the one who believes is more dangerous than the one who knows and doesn't care, because they're honest. I can't be mad at the truth. I may not like it. Well, yeah, you can, but at the end of the day, it's still the truth. So, Paul's case, Washington Post, he was on a mission, I guess, you know, pumping up with drugs and buying guns and ammo and making a list. I still like, you had a paper trail. Why? And Jesse Smollett, he was cheap. And looking back, both cases are sort of, I guess I have my mom's sense of humor, so I'm like, both cases are a little bit funny. I just got the 90-second warning mark, but in an odd way, both of them have a level, because it was the little things that messed them up. And going back to a previous episode about, it's never the femur, it's the phalange. His case, details, you know, you didn't want to turn over your phone. And the phone thing reminds me of a Russian couple serial killer. But anyway, and then Christopher's spreadsheet, why didn't you memorize that? I wasn't even memorized any of the stuff from those 1,500 pages. Did he, like, have any research, like, know any of the facts or remember any of the facts from the civil war in Ukraine? And considering that the Ukraine is like a Russian satellite country, how many civil wars did they have? I mean, I need to bone up on my Eastern Europe / Asian history, because when I was doing Asian history, my Asian history class mostly dealt with China. But yeah, there's all this stuff, and you just had better ways to use your energy for good instead of selfishness and obsessive, being obsessed with an ideal. And I just got my 10-second warning. And I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your day. Bye.